今天下午我们继续来学习马拉基书中的神人关系。
This afternoon, continue our study on Malachi, the relationship between God and man.
我们一生中最重要的关系就是神跟人的关系。
The most important relationship we have in this life is the relationship between us and God.
这是根本。
This is the most fundamental relationship.
如果根本有了，其他我们都不要忧虑。
If we have this fundamental relationship set up, then we don't need to worry about anything else.
那要怎么来建立好的关系？
How can we set up a fine relationship with God?
在马拉基书里面，我们看神跟人的对话。
So we can look at the words that's spoken between the Lord and the Israelites.
那我们就发现了，神很了解人，但是人不了解神。
It will look like that God understands man, but man does not know anything about God.
因为这样，人对神的回应常常不是神所喜悦的。
Because man do not understand God, so the response of man is often does not connect to God.
所以我们要竭力追求认识神。
And so we need to be diligent in understanding, coming to know God.
当我们对神认识越深，我们对神的回应就能够得到他的喜悦。
The deeper our understanding of God, the more appropriate our response to God will be.
那我们的关系就会越来越深入，越来越密切。
And then our relationship with God will become deeper and more intimate.
我们现在回来看马拉基书第一章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 1.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
从第六节开始。
Verse 6.
第一章的第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
藐视我名的祭司啊，万军的神啊，第一章第六节，马拉基书。万军的神说，对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既然是父亲，尊敬我的人在哪里呢？我既然为主人，敬畏我的人在哪里呢？你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名。
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
这个第六节看起来神对人有一个期待。
Here it says that God has an expectation toward man.
这个期待是基于他是谁。
And this expectation refers to who God is.
但是人对神的期待，人的回应，神不能接受。
And the way man have responded to God as to who God is not acceptable to God.
那神到底是谁？
So who is God?
这里他自我介绍。
Here God introduces himself.
说儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。
A son honors his father and a servant his master.
这个是人世间一个非常平常的道理。
This is a very common moral principle in this world.
小孩子要尊敬父亲，这本来就是这样。
A child should honor his father, and this is very normal.
那仆人要敬畏主人，这个本来就应该是这样。
And a servant his master, this is also to be expected.
那用这个很平常的道理，现在要来应用到神跟人之间的关系。
And so if we use a very common moral principle and apply it to the context of the relationship between God and man.
他说，我既然为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？
If then I am the father, where is my honor?
我既然为主人，敬畏我的人在哪里？
And if I am a master, where is my reverence?
所以到底神要人什么？
And so what is it that God wants out of man?
两句话。
There's two things.
第一个，
Firstly,
要尊敬他。
We must honor him.
第二个，
Secondly,
要敬畏他。
We must revere him.
如果这样做，神就喜悦。
If we honor and revere him, then God will be pleased.
那神这样的要求，基于两个事实。
And why God expects of this is because of two realities.
第一个就是神是父亲。
Firstly, he is our father.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah 64.
以赛亚书64章。
Isaiah 64.
说神啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是驴，你是摇匠，我们都是你手所做的工。
Isaiah 64 verse 8, But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这个地方圣经说你是我们的父。
Here it says, you are our Father.
这个我们就是世界上每一个人。
It says, our refers to all humans on this earth.
那你是我们的父就是我们的来源。
And when we say you are our Father, that means he is our origin.
我们是什么？我们是泥土。
And who are we? We are simply clay.
那你是窑匠。
And the Father is our potter.
所以我们现在的我是因为你手所做的工。
And today we are we because of the making, molding of His hand in clay.
所以神是我们的父。
So God is our Father.
没有人还有神的存在。
Without God, without any humans, we will still have God exist.
所以神不是人创造出来的。
And so God is not something that was created by humans.
但是没有神就没有人的存在。
And without God, there would be no man on this earth.
神是我们的来源。
Because God is our origin.
就因为这样，他值得我们来尊敬。
And all things come from him. Because of that, he deserves our honor.
所以圣经里面说，一神他就是众人的父。
So the Bible says this one God, the Father of all.
他超乎众人之上。
He is above all.
在神的创造里面。
In all the creation.
我们看到有三件事情，人没有办法比。
We see three things that man cannot surpass.
不但没有办法比，连也没有办法了解。
And not only can we not surpass it, but we do not even understand it.
第一个就是神的能力。
And firstly is the power of God.
谁能够讲清楚神的能力有多大？
Who can describe in very good terms the power of God?
没有一个人讲得清楚。
Nobody can really describe it in detail.
因为他能够造一个人所没有办法了解的世界。
Because he is able to create a wonderful, miraculous world.That people cannot understand.
所以他的能力人没有办法了解。
And so his power is beyond our comprehension.
第二个，神的智慧。
Secondly, God's wisdom.
不但物质界是神造的，灵界也是神造的。
Not only is the visible world created by God, but so is the invisible world.
我们读了几年了，才得到一个博士学位。
We may study many years to just get a PhD.
那只是知识当中的一点。
And it is just one dot in all the knowledge of this creation that God has.
很多我们不了解。
There are many things that we do not know.
但是这只是物质界而已。
But this is only the material world.
如果进到灵界，
After we enter the spiritual realm,
我们就一张白纸，什么也讲不出来。
Then we do not know anything. There's nothing we can talk about.
所以神的智慧没有办法了解。
And so the wisdom of God is beyond our fathom.
他知道过去。
He knows the past.
他知道现在。
He knows the present.
他知道将来。
He knows the future.
我们在神的面前是赤露敞开，是透明的。
When we are before God, we're naked. He can see through us.
没有一个人在神面前有秘密。
There is no one who can harbor any secrets before God.
他的智慧太大了。
Because God's wisdom is so transcendent.
第三个就是神的爱。
And second, thirdly, God's love.
神的爱。是超过我们能够测度的。
God's love is beyond our understanding.
因为他的爱从地上 Because
his love fills from the bottom of the earth to the top of heavens.
天上像什么？
Now what is the heaven like?
我没有想过。
We don't know.
那可是神为我们所预备的。
It is something that God has prepared for us.
我们将来，
Our future.
我们复活以后的灵体，
The spiritual body that we'll gain after we resurrect.
像什么？
What will it be like?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以这一位父亲，
And so this Father in heaven,
能力这么大，
when he has such great power,
智慧这么高，
and the wisdom is so magnificent,
他的爱超过我们所能测度的，
and his love goes beyond our comprehension,
人应该毫无保留的、毫无条件的献上我们对他的尊敬。
And so man should be without reserve in surrendering to him all of our reverence and honor.
好，那第二个，神就是主。
Secondly, God is our Lord and Master.
主是什么？
What does it mean to be our Master?
就是主，就是主宰。
He is the Master of the universe.
他掌管一切。
He controls and upholds all things.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
为什么当时哈拿很痛苦的时候，他懂得来寻找神？
Why is it that Hannah knew to draw closer to God during the time of her despair?
因为她认识神。
Because Hannah knows God.
所以等到神回应她的祷告以后，
And after God responded to her prayer,
她就作诗赞美神。
She made a hymn to praise the Lord.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳记上二章三节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 3.
人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因为神是大有知识的神，人的行为也被他衡量。
Talk no more so very proudly that no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
人为什么会骄傲？
Why is it that man will become proud?
因为人比人，我有强的地方。
Because when you compare man with man, one is always greater than the other.
但是等我们认识了神之后，
But after we come to know Christ,
我们一句话也不敢讲。
There's nothing that we can claim.
神太伟大了。
Because God is so great.
人算什么？
We are so small.
所以以赛亚书说我们是微尘。
And so Isaiah says we are but dust.
我们空中有没有微尘？有。
Do you have dust in this world? Yes.
我们有没有看到？没有。
Have we seen dust? No.
为什么没有看到？
Why is it that we cannot see dust?
太小了。
They're too small.
所以圣经说我们像天平里面的微尘。
And so the Bible says we are just like dust on a balance.
一个天平掉了一个微尘是不会动的，起不了作用的。
And if there is a balance that is missing a speck of dust, there will be no notice.
所以人类历史里面多一个我没有多什么，少我一个我也没有少什么。
So in this history of the universe, with us and without us is simply a speck of dust. It means nothing for us to be here.
因此如果人说话狂傲，这是对神不认识。
And so if a person is boastful in his speech of arrogance, then this is dishonoring God.
这样的人当然不会敬畏神。
And this type of person will never revere God.
因为我最大，我还会去敬畏神吗？
Because if I'm so great, then why would I revere God?
但是我们如果再读下去，
We continue to study.
第六节。
Verse 6.
神使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。第七节。
Verse 7.
他使穷人贫乏，也使人富足，使人卑微，也使人高贵。第八节。
Verse 8.
他从灰尘抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们王子同坐，得着荣耀的地位。地的柱子是属于神，他将世界立在其上。第九节。
Verse 9.
他保护圣民的脚，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动，人都不能靠力量得胜。第十节。
Verse 10.
与神争竞的必被打碎，神必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人。
Verse 6, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. Verse 7, the Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. Verse 8, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap. to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Verse 9, he will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength no man shall prevail. Verse 10, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
这段圣经在告诉我们,
and this passage tells us,
人的命运到底谁在控制?
That the ultimate destiny of a man is controlled by whom?
我们常常觉得我的命运就是我控制的。
We often think our destiny is in our control.
因为我努力,
because I work very hard so I can be successful.
因为我努力,
because I'm diligent so I can make money.
因为我努力,
because I'm diligent, I'm very good at education.
这个听起来很有理,
and this sounds like a good reasoning.
但是这个在一个大的前提之下,
but under the great principle of God,
就是因为神允许,
it is God who permits us to be alive to do all these things.
所以努力才会赚钱,
and that our diligence will pay off. And so when we study diligently, we can do well at school.
如果神不愿意,
if God is unwilling,
啊, 我们的努力也没有功效,
then our diligence goes in vain.
尼布甲尼撒王, 他已经坐到王的位置上,
when Nebuchadnezzar became a king of all nations,
他对自己的成就相当的有,
he was very confident in his abilities.
这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗?
He claimed, is this not because of my great strength and power that I have done all this?
他的目中无神,
in his eyes, there was no one else but himself.
他把荣耀归给自己,
he gave all glory to himself.
就有声音说, 你的光, 我也离开你了,
at that moment, then there was a voice that said, I have taken away all your kingdoms.
他就发疯了,
then he became insane.
就跑到旷野跟动物住七年了,
so he ran to the wilderness to live like an animal.
有一天他抬头望天,
for 7 years, and one day he looked up to the heavens.
他了解一个事实,
he understood one thing.
至高者在人的国中掌权,
that when the most high almighty God is in control of man,
要将国位给谁就给谁,
that he will give the kingdom seat to anyone he wishes.
他了解这个事实,
he recognized and learned this fact.
他重新回来当王,
that he, when at that time he understood the truth, he returned to be king.
他不敢再讲, 这是我凭着我的大能大力建设的,
he no longer dared to boast that I have accomplished all this by my own hand.
他知道这是神的恩典,
because he knew that this was the grace of God.
神掌管一切,
that God is in control of everything.
所以有时候我们在想, 所谓什么前途规划,
and so sometimes we may think that in the future everything will become,
要怎么去计划,
that we can plan for the future.
当你开始在计划前途的时候, 忧虑就来到,
but as you continue to plan your future, then depression sets in.
因为有太多的变化,
because there's so many uncertainties and uncontrollable variables.
那是谁控制?
And who is the one who controls all this?
是我们的父亲,
it is our Father,
天上的真神,
in heaven, the true God.
他在控制,
he is the one controlling our future.
如果神愿意,
and if God is willing,
你不要计划, 神也可以带一条路出来,
even if you have no plans, God will bring make a way for you.
所以我们看那个, 圣经里面记载这个, 一个媳妇, 啊, 路德记,
so there is a daughter-in-law that is recorded in the Bible.
路德, 她没有为自己的前途着想,
and Ruth did not think about her future.
她说, 你的神就是我的神,
she only said, your God is my God.
你的国就是我的国,
and your nation shall be my nation.
她只要想要做神认为对的事情,
she only wanted to do what is right by the Lord.
但是她没有为自己的前途着想, 就等于她没有前途吗?
And just because she never planned for her future, does that mean she had no future?
结果她去捡麦穗,
no, because as she was gleaning from the fields,
圣经说她刚好到波阿斯的田,
the Bible says by coincidence she ended up in the field of Boaz.
这么多的田, 她刚好走到波阿斯的田,
out of all the fields she could be gleaning, yet she fell into gleaning at the field of Boaz.
那波阿斯刚好到那个地方,
and it was by coincidence that Boaz happened to be there when she was gleaning.
在对的时间到了一个对的地方。
It was at the right time, the right location.
遇到一个对的人。
And to meet the right person.
这么多的巧合，难道真的是巧合吗？
And with so many coincidences, is this really a coincidence?
这是因为神在控制。
Because this is something that God is controlling.
神要祝福他，就没有人挡得住。
If God wants to bless her, no one can defy God.
他是主宰。
Because God is the presence of this universe.
约拿书里面在讲约拿。
And Jonah, similarly, it talks about Jonah.
约拿要逃避神。
When Jonah was about to escape from the face of God,
没有人知道。
Nobody knew where he was going.
只有他自己知道。
Only he himself knew.
因为尼尼微人是他们的对敌。
Because Ninevites were their Israelites' enemies.
他不愿意见到尼尼微人悔改被神拯救。
He was unwilling to see the Ninevites repent and be saved.
所以他就逃了。
And so he ran.
他跑到那个船舱最下面，在那里睡觉。
He ran to the depths of a ship so that he could run away from the mission of God.
可能没有一个人知道约拿在这个船上。
Nobody knew he was sleeping on the bottom decks of the ship.
即使知道，也可能没有人知道约拿在逃避神。
And even if they did, they wouldn't have known that Jonah was running away from God.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
怎么办？
And what happens?
用大风把他海吹。
God used great storm and winds
吹到大家受不了
to blow on him until he could no longer stand it.
今天这个风浪啊，不一样了。
And today that wind was different.
这个里面一定有谁得罪神。
Everyone came to review that maybe there was someone who was sinning against God.
就开始抽签。
They start to cast lots.
抽到约拿，哎，到底是不是你啊？
They found Jonah. Is it you?
约拿很老实啊。
And Jonah was honest.
你把我丢下去，风浪就平静了。
Yes, it is me. Now throw me overboard.
世界上怎么这么没有办法科学解释的事情发生
？And this is not something we can understand through scientific theory.
一丢下去，风就平静了。
As soon as Jonah was cast into the sea, all storms ceased.
那一丢下去，刚好有一条鱼，吼，一口把它吞下去。
And by coincidence, there was a large fish who swallowed him immediately.
啊，在鱼肚子三天三夜没有被消化过。
And it was an amazing miracle that he was able to stay in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights without being digested.
然后他在里面悔改。
And he was able to pray and repent within the belly of the fish.
那这个鱼一吐，就把它吐到这个尼尼微的这个旁边。
And then the fish threw up and vomited him on a seashore of Nineveh.
为什么？
And why?
神在掌管一切。
Because God controls everything.
他是主宰。
God is the presence of this universe.
当这位神成为人来地上，
When this very God became a human being,
主耶稣来地上，
That Lord Jesus Christ came,
这种神的主权表现得更清楚。
And this sovereign authority became even more clear.
他可以叫风海平静。
He could calm the waves and the sea.
他可以叫死人复活。
And win, and he could resurrect the dead.
他可以赦免人的罪。
He could forgive sins.
他可以叫瘸腿走路。
He could call the lame and let them walk.
他可以叫瞎眼看见。
He could let the blind see.
啊，他可以叫彼得去钓一个鱼，钓到了，打开来里面有一个钱，就是要纳税的。
He is able to tell Peter to go catch a fish, and inside that fish was the drachmas to pay the tax.
他就是主。
He is Lord.
我们人类的主人主宰。
He is the Lord of all mankind.
那今天我们认识的这一位神。
And today, when we know this Lord,
我们来拜这一位神。
When we worship this Lord,
到底神要的是什么？
What is it that God wants from us?
这个是说我们要想。
This is what we must consider.
神要的就是我们对他的尊敬跟敬畏。
What God wants is His honor and our reverence.
所以在旧约时代才有献祭。
And so in the Old Testament there is sacrifices that's being offered.
其实诗篇里面神说那个深山里面的飞鸟走兽都是我的。
And so in Psalms God says all the animals, creatures and the birds in the air are mine.
神还需要什么？
What would God need from us?
神什么也不需要。
God doesn't need anything from us.
为什么神要人献祭？
But why would God want man to give offerings?
就是要借着献祭来表达人内心对神的尊敬。
It is to show the sincerity of a person's heart toward God.
来表达他内心对神的敬畏。
It is to show the reverence and honor of a person's heart.
而不是神要那个东西。
It is not the fact that the Lord requires to use those offerings.
那我们现在就回到马拉基书来看。
Let's turn back to Malachi and see.
在献祭这一件事情，他们怎么做
？In the matter of offerings, what did they do?
所以我们回到第一章的第六节。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
最后说，你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名
？Yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
所以我们再看哦，神对人的期待跟人对神的回应不太一样。
So we can see there's a big gap between the expectation of God to man and the man's response to God.
神对人是说，哎，敬畏我的在哪里？尊敬我的在哪里
？God is asking, where's my honor? Where's my reverence?
但是人所想的是说，我没有藐视你。
But man is only thinking, I haven't despised you.
这个是不太一样。
This is different.
所以我们在每天的生活都讲、哦、我没有得罪神，我没有藐视神、啊、这样我不错了。
And so every day in our lives we'll say we haven't despised God, we haven't shamed God, we haven't dishonored him.
但是我没有藐视神，我没有得罪神，这个并没有符合神是我的父，神是我的主这个事实。
Though we may think we have not despised him, we have not dishonored him, yet we still do not fulfill the fact that we have not respected him asFather and revered him as master.
所以不但不能够藐视神。
So not only can we not despise God.
我们要做一些事情，让神觉得我们真的是尊重他，敬畏他。
But we must take the actions to really show that we honor him and revere him.
首先我们看这个以色列百姓哦，他们说我们在哪里藐视你的名。
So we can look at the example of the Israelites. They said, how have we despised your name?
他们不但没有尊敬神、敬畏神。
Not only did they not honor him or revere him.
他们在献祭的事情上其实是藐视神。
In the offerings, they were despising the Lord.
哦，当然这个关系不会好啊。
And of course, the relationship between God and man would not be good.
因为我们对神所做让神看来，你不但没有尊敬，你是在藐视他。
That the offering itself is not only not honorable, but it is a despise to God.
那到底怎么藐视他
？So how have we insulted God?
我们来看，回来看马拉基第一章的第七节。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 7。
你将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事污秽你呢？因为你们说神的桌子是可藐视的。第八节
Verse 8.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不是恶吗？将瘸腿有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你们的省长，他岂喜悦你看你的情面呢？这是万军的神说的。
You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way we have defiled you by saying the Lord, table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts.
这里神说，第一个，你献的是污秽的。
Firstly, the offering is defiled.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
但是你献的是污秽的。
But what you have offered is defiled.
那这个圣洁的神怎么能够接受呢
？So how can the holy God receive a defiled food?
第二个
，Secondly，
你献的是瘸腿的、有病的。
The one that you offer is blind and sick and lame.
好，那现在神就做一个比喻。
And so God makes a parable.
你如果献这个给省长，他会有什么回应
？If you offer it to your governor, will he be pleased with you?
啊，什么是省长
？Who is a governor?
一个省里面的头啊。
It is the head of every province.
他是一个人啊。
He is a human.
你把这个东西拿给他，他会什么回应
？Try offering the lame, sick, and blind to him. What will he say?
当然他不能接受。
Of course, he's not going to accept it.
如果他不能接受，那你把这个东西拿来献给主，献给你在天上的父，这个怎么可以
？If he will not be pleased or favorable with you, then how could you do this to God?
所以难怪以色列百姓跟神的关系已经貌合神离。
And so that's why the Israelites had such a broken relationship with God.
因为他的内心缺乏对神真正的尊敬跟敬畏。
Because they really lack that honor, reverence in their heart.
今天我们要来思想这件事情。
Today we must consider this point and apply to ourselves.
怎么在神的面前来表达我们的尊敬跟敬畏？
How can we show our sincere reverence and honor to God?
真的来承认他是我们的父，他是我们的主。
Admit that He is our Father and our Lord.
旧约时代的献祭
The Old Testament offering
在新约时代已经不需要做了
It's no longer required in the New Testament
所以我们来敬拜神不需要牵牛牵羊来
So when we come to the Lord we don't need to bring cows or oxen
那新约时代神要的是什么
And so what is it that God requires of us in the New Testament
神要求的没有改变神要我们的心
God's requirement has not changed. What he wants is our heart.
但是不是用旧约时代献牛羊来表现。
But it is not expressed through the offering of animals.
那到底神要我们什么心?
So what kind of heart does he want us to offer to him?
我们来看圣经里面的几个例子。
Let's look at several examples in the Bible.
首先我们来看创世纪二十二章十二节。
Look at Genesis chapter 22 verse 12.
创世纪二十二章十二节。
Genesis 22 verse 12。
天使说：“你不可在这个童子身上下手，不可害他，因为我知道你敬畏神，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。”
And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
有很多人觉得这个献独生子，这个我没有办法接受。
Many people cannot accept the teaching of offering your only son to God.
亚伯拉只有一个儿子，神还不放过他，还要把叫他把儿子献给他。
Abraham had only one son, yet God required him to give him his son.Of his only son.
但是神要的不是他儿子。
But God didn't want his son.
所以当亚伯兰动刀要杀，要把他当火祭献的时候
，And when Abraham was about to use the knife to kill his son to offer him to God.
那神马上说
，And God immediately said,
不可在这个童子的身上下手。
Do not lay your hand on the lad.
神本来就不是要他的儿子、啊。
Because God doesn't want a human sacrifice.
那神要什么
？Then what does God want?
神要亚伯兰献独生子后面的那个心。
God wanted the heart that was behind the action of offering his son.、
那个心是什么
？And what is that heart?
我知道你敬畏神。
To know that you fear God.
神就是主人啊。
And God is the master.
所以他非常伟大，你要尊敬他。
He is great and mighty. You must revere him.
那怎么尊敬他
？And how do you fear God?
尊敬到我最宝贵的，如果神要，我都可以给他。
That I can give him even my most precious prized possession.
那对亚伯兰最宝贵是什么
？And what was the most precious possession of Abraham?
独生的儿子。
His only son.
所以神很感动啊。
And so God was very touched.
在你的行动上，真的表现你敬畏我。
That in your actions you have shown me that you fear me.
这个就是真的尊重神，然后得到神的喜悦。
This is clearly fearing God and pleasing the Lord.
又回头看了，一条公羊卡在那里。
And later he turned around, there was a ram caught in the branches.
神已经预备了献祭的公羊。
God has already prepared the ram for sacrifice.
那神很喜悦亚伯兰这个尊神伟大的心。
And God really.And pleased with this fearful heart of Abraham.
就开始祝福天上的福气，地上的福气。
And so started to bless him with all the blessings of heaven and blessings on earth.
所以我们在神面前不要怕我损失什么。
And so in front of God, we must not be afraid to lose and sacrifice anything.
施比受更有福。
It is better to give than to receive.
如果我们愿意来表达我们对神的尊敬。
If we are willing to show our sincere appreciation of God.
这个心呢，会让我们体会到神喜悦我们，给我们更多的恩典。
We will then start to experience the wonderful blessings that God will bestow upon us.
有时候我们为什么想说，有的人信耶稣都没有体验
？Why is it that some people never experience anything after believing Christ?
圣经里面凡是敬畏神、把神摆第一的，体验都很多。
Anyone in the Bible who has feared God.Has many experiences of God in the Bible.
为什么我拜神都没有体验
？Why is it that when I worship the Lord, I have absolutely no experience?
可能我们没有做一些事情，让神觉得我们这尊重他为主。
Maybe we have not done anything to please God and to make Him feel like we fear Him.
每一次跪下来祷告就是求。
Every time we pray, we're just begging him for something, one thing or another.
好像神欠我们什么。
As if God owes us many things.
如果不给我，神就不够好。
If God doesn't give it to us, then God is not good.
让我们反一个方向。
And another direction we can take.
主啊，我愿意给你。
I want to give to you all.
你要我做什么，我都愿意。
Everything that I have, what do you want me to do for you?
当这个态度这样一改变的时候，恩典就下来。
Once you change this attitude, then the blessings will come down.
神要我们尊重他，把他摆在第一位。
God wants us to fear him, put him first in our lives.
因为一切都是从他来的，他最大。
Everything comes from him. He is the greatest.
他要在我们的心里面，在我们的生活当中。变第一位。
He wants to be number one in our lives today.
所以祷告文后面三句话是什么？
And so what is the last three statements in the Lord's Prayer?
国度是你的。
The kingdom is yours.
国度在哪里？
Where is the kingdom?
在天上荣耀的天国。
It is that glorious kingdom in heaven above.
千万的天使在侍奉他。
Where thousands of angels serving the Lord of hosts.
这是神的。
This is God's.
国度在哪里？
Where is the kingdom?
国度在地上。
The kingdom's on earth.
他的宝血所买来的。
It is the kingdom he has purchased with his own blood.
这个就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
这是神的。
This is God's.
权柄是神的。
The sovereignty is God's.
为什么奉耶稣的名祷告，受洗罪可以赦免？
Why is it that we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the power to remit sins?
因为他的名有权柄。
Because his name carries authority.
为什么奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼？
Why is it that we can cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ?
因为他的名有权柄。
Because his name carries authority.
为什么奉他的名祷告发生功效？
Why is it that when we pray in his name, we'll have power?
有神迹。
And miracles.
因为权柄是他的。
Because authority is in him.
所以神的权柄太大了。
And so God's authority is too great.
接下去就是荣耀。
And there later on is the glory.
既然国度跟权柄都是神的。
And so when kingdom and glory is all God's,
荣耀就是他的。
Then glory belongs to the Lord.
所以我们只能说我是一个无用的仆人。
So we can only say we are just an unworthy servant.
我做的是我应该做的。
What we have done is only what we should have done.
但是荣耀是神的。
But glory belongs to God.
要把荣耀归给神。
We must give all glory to God.
所以我们在世界上需要对神有一个绝对的尊重。
So when we treat God, we must have absolute fear and honor.
如果神认为是对的。
Whatever God thinks is right,
他就是好的。
It is good.
如果我们确定这是神要我做的，
If we are sure of God's will in our lives,
这个就是好的。
Then this is good.
因为在神没有一个是不好的。
Because in God there is no bad thing.
对他绝对的顺服。
We must have absolute submission.
对我们就是有好处。
Because it'll be good for our lives.
我们为什么遇到很多不好的？
Why do we meet so many bad things in our lives?
因为我们取代了神。
Because we have substituted God.
我们头脑太聪明。
Our brains are too smart.
我们想这样对我不好，所以虽然神要我做，我不做。
We think that this is not good, so we don't obey what God wants us to do.
那我们没有对他绝对的顺服，我们跟他之间就有一点距离。
Without absolute submission, then we'll have a distance between us and God.
所以我们需要学习。
And so we must learn.
我们再来看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
玛利亚拿着一斤极贵真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头去擦干，屋里就满了香气。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of oil.
这里讲玛利亚献什么？
Here, what did Mary give up?
一斤极贵的真拿达香膏。
A pound of very costly oil of spikenard.
有多贵呢？
How costly was it?
是一年的工资。
It is 1 year's wages.
她把它倒在耶稣的脚。
She poured it all at the feet of Jesus.
既然打破香膏出来，屋里就满了香气。
Since the oil was broken, the house was filled with a fragrance.
主耶稣就纪念玛利亚所做的。
And Lord Jesus remembered Mary's sacrifice.
他吩咐门徒到普天下要传扬这个故事。
He commanded that all who preach shall rememberHer beautiful act.
所以对玛利亚来讲，她只能够献一斤的香膏。
And for Mary, all she could give was just 1 pound of spikenard.
那就照他所有的，不是照他所没有的。
It is, he's not judged based on what he does not have, but based on what he has.
因为他一个人的牺牲，所以整个屋里就充满香气。
With one person's sacrifice, the house was filled with the fragrance of God.
今天教会需要基督的香气，教会才会吸引人。
Today, the church must be filled with the fragrance of God so that it can attract the people to our church.
教会吸引香气需要信徒打破自己。
In order to have this attraction, we must break of ourselves.
把我们所隐藏的好的香膏把它倒出来。
To break and show the beautiful oil within.
那这样啊，教会充满着温暖香气，很多人就会被吸引。
Then the church will be filled with love and warmth. Everyone will be attracted to this church.
这是牺牲。
This is sacrifice.
但是从牺牲当中，我们得到神的肯定。
Through sacrifice, we receive the confirmation from God.
所以我们要献什么？
And so, what will we want to give to God?
献香膏。
We want to give Him our best.
路加福音二十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 21.
路加福音的二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
从二十一章的第一节到第四节，在讲一个寡妇的奉献。
And from verse 1 to 4, it talks about the widow's 2 mites.
第三节。
Verse 3.
就说我实在告诉你，这个穷寡妇所投的比众人还多。
And he said, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all.
主耶稣也知道这个寡妇很穷。
Jesus knows this widow is very poor.
他投两个小钱。
When she gave her of her 2 little mites.
但是主耶稣看到这个两个小钱所背后所代表的心。
But what Lord Jesus saw was the heart behind the mites.
他把那一天吃饭的钱都奉献了。
What she has given is all of her allowance for food.
所以他献的比众人还多。
And so she has given more than all.
主耶稣受感动啊。
And so God, Lord Jesus was very touched.
所以写在圣经，这就是神纪念的。
And so it was recorded in the Bible because God remembered this act.
我们在撒母耳记上看到哈拿。
We see in 1 Samuel, Hannah.
Hannah 没有孩子。
Hannah had no children.
但是当她在求孩子的时候，
Yet when she was asking for a child,
她已经想要奉献给神。
She already thought how she would repay God's kindness.
所以她说，我孩子要把它献给神。
And so she said, I will give up this child to dedicate to God.
真的，孩子断奶，她就把他带到圣殿去。
As soon as the child was weaned, she brought the child to the temple.
那这样她等于没有孩子吗？
And so she again was left childless.
后来神给她好几个孩子。
But then God gave her many children later on.
因为她这样做代表她对神的心的尊重。
Because her heart was acceptable by God by the way she acted.
我们今天教会需要工人。
And showed her reverence. Today, the church needs workers.
我们再过十年，我们教会最少需要有5个来献身。
In 10 more years, we definitely need 5 more full-time ministers.
我们看到要退休的，还是教会要发展将来的趋向，最少要5个人。
It be pastors that are going to retirement or new churches where we need more workers.
有时候我们常常想，我能够为神做什么？
And many times we wonder, how can we serve the Lord?
如果我们能够为神栽培一个神所用的人，
If we can raise up workers for God,
这个就做了大功。
Then this is doing great job.
我们有这样的心智，就是神所悦纳。
Do we have this heart?To give to the Lord, this will be pleasing in His sight.
所以我们在孩子小的时候，不要一直给他一个观念，所谓成功就是赚大钱，不对的。
And so, when the children are small, we must not brainwash them into thinking that success means making a lot of money.
所谓成功就是美国梦的实现，不对的。
And define success to say it is the achievement of an American dream.
这个是死人的事情。
This is wrong. This is the concept of a dead man.
没有属灵生命就是死人。
Because a person who doesn't have spiritual life is dead.
对一个有天国盼望的人。
A person who has hope in heaven.
什么是对的？
What is the right thing?
神对我们的旨意。
God's will in our lives.
这个就是我们人生的理想。
This is the ideal of our human life.
所以保罗说，我一生没有违背从天上来的意象。
And so Paul says, I have never obeyed the will that has given by heaven.
他奉献一切。
He has given his all.
最后奉献他的生命。
And then finally he laid down his life.
把神的工作做完。
So that he can accomplish the work of God.
这样的人生最有价值，最有意义。
This type of life is the most meaningful, most valuable in the eyes of God.
这个就是神所喜悦的。
This is what God is pleased with.
因为当我们这样生活，
because when we live in this way,
就把自己当作活祭献给神。
We have offered ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
来尊重他是我的主。
To sincerely honor him as our Lord.
因为他要我做的，我没有保留，没有奉献的投入。
Because whatever he wants us to do, I have no withholding.
这样也就是尊重，他是我的父。
And this is how I honor he is my father.
哦，这个人生才是我们要走的方向。
And this is the direction of life we should follow.
那这样神就喜悦我们，我们跟神的关系就很亲密。
And then God will be very close to us.
啊，一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
咱们来休息。